When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come. Longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart.
Hi, this is Chaplains Timothy and Stephanie, and we want to welcome you to Visions of Love podcast. We're both blind Christians who love the Lord. This is a podcast that will hopefully inspire you and reach out to blind people worldwide. Into my heart.
I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Burdick, and I'm about to show you some hymns that I recorded, which all mean a lot to us. So I hope that you will enjoy listening to them. Thank you. Thank you. this is Stephanie again, and I hope you enjoyed my keyboard playing. Now, I'd like to close our podcast with a devotion which Timothy wrote a few months ago, but it's proved to be popular, and it's called The Parable of the Potter. Our scripture preceding the devotion reads, "I know how to live on almost nothing, or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little, for I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." And that is a very famous verse, Philippians chapter 4, verses 12 and 13 from the New Living Translation. There was once a poor potter who lived in a small village with his wife and young son. Every day he toiled from sunup to sundown in a dimly lit room that served as his shop, just to make ends meet. But although he worked hard, the potter could barely put food on the table, and his family had little to eat. The potter's son grew up in the small shop, and when he was old enough, he learned to make pots from his father. Everyone in the tiny village, with its sagging mud walls and thatched roofs, enjoyed both of their work. But the son's pots were especially beautiful. His dream was to become a great artist someday, and this made his father very proud indeed. The village afforded no opportunities for training, but the potter's son immersed himself in his craft with a passion and learned all that he could from his father. One night the potter had a dream, and he saw something that would change his life forever. In the dream, he saw a beautiful vase which attracted people from miles around. It was absolutely perfect and unlike anything his eyes had ever beheld. When the potter woke up, he decided that if he couldn't be a renowned artist, he would at least duplicate the wondrous vase if it was the last thing he ever did. He spent all of his free time drawing up the plans, and he tried to copy every last intricate detail. Then he began working on the actual vase he had seen. He would stay up late after the rest of the family went to bed, working on the final product. But no matter how hard he tried, he could never form the vase perfectly. Every time he thought he had copied it exactly, another flaw appeared. He molded the vase again and again, never giving up, but he still wasn't satisfied. Finally, another potter came to town who had both training and skill. It so happened that he had experienced a similar dream. So the two potters worked together. The stranger taught the younger man the skills that he lacked. They toiled tirelessly to create the exact design, and the more they worked, the more beautiful the vase became. When they finally completed the vase, they painted it with colors that shimmered in the sunlight. Finally, they put their finished masterpiece in the town square, where all of the people stood in line for hours just to see it. This story is designed to paint a picture in words of the way God wants to work in our lives. But many times, like the potter's young son, we toil in our own strength. We think we must have everything that we want, and we don't leave room for God to mold and shape us. I know very little about pottery, but what I do know is this. When something doesn't turn out right, the potter often has to break his creation apart and start all over again. While this is definitely not fun in real life or in the workshop, it is often the way God works. Like the stranger in the story, He longs to create a beautiful work of art. But just as creating something special is time-consuming, God often works at a much slower pace than I would like. I want a message from him by email, but he still sends me snail mail. Or to put it another way, he bakes when I would rather he microwave. As tough as it is, the scriptures tell us the secret that God holds out, and that secret is contentment. Since this is something that most of us have a hard time accepting, let's look at some facts about it. First of all, God is the only one who can truly teach us this characteristic. Therefore, developing contentment means cultivating a dependence upon Him. Most of us think we are very independent, but this is only an illusion. Life is a gift, and so are things like food, air, and water. But like a baby who is learning to walk, we must walk through life by learning to hold on to God's hand. You and I can only do this by saturating ourselves in God's Word and by bringing our cares to Him on a moment-by-moment basis. By doing this, you will find that you are not tossed back and forth by the everyday problems that life brings. God has a great benefit package for us, for His blessings of love, joy, and peace are great. And that is the end of the devotion called The Parable of the Potter.
Again, thank you for joining us, and I hope you've enjoyed this, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. God bless. To contact us, all you need to do is go to mynvm.com.
NVM is an acronym for New Vision Ministries.
If you want to contact us, there's a contact form on the website. Or if you need prayer, please call 507-369-6861.
Hello, folks. This is Stephanie Burdick. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast and listening to my playing. We'll be featuring some schools for the blind and telling you what we're doing in future podcasts. Today, we just wanted to introduce you to Timothy and to myself. So thank you so much for listening.
Jesus, I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made when it's all about you.